NOAM awards TSA staff $10,000 bonuses for working during shutdown. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem handed out $10,000 bonus checks on November 13th to thousands of frontline Transportation Security Administration officers who stayed on the job during the federal government shutdown. About 47,000 agents who worked through the 43-day shutdown despite not getting paychecks will be awarded a bonus along with back pay, according to Noem. "We are going to not only continue their paychecks like they should have received all along, but also they're going to get a bonus check for stepping up, taking on extra shifts, for showing up each and every day, for serving the American people," Noem said at a news conference at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. The officers were thanked for taking seriously every day the mission of the Department of Homeland Security, and that's keeping the American people safe while they go and commute across the country, and while they do their work and business and take care of their families, Noem added. A couple of the officers were singled out for their exemplary service and for taking on more hours and shifts during the shutdown. They were examples to the rest of the individuals that worked with them and endured those hardships and continued to shine a light on what is special about America, Noem said. Noem added that she would be looking at all TSA officials who worked during the shutdown and would recognize their efforts with a bonus check to get them back on their feet. She noted that TSA agents who missed work or called out sick were not necessarily exempt from receiving the bonus, saying that people were not just inconvenienced, but they were also damaged and harmed by the government shutdown. "What I'm so proud of today is the outstanding patriotism and service of our TSA officers and officials that stepped up every single day," Noem said. She also recognized the public and private companies that stepped up during the shutdown. "We still saw the best of America," she added. "We saw people come together, support each other, take care of each other, and go above and beyond to make sure the mission of the Department of Homeland Security was fulfilled." The department worked late Wednesday night to complete administrative paperwork to start paying TSA agents the back pay they earned during the shutdown, Noem added. President Donald Trump Wednesday night signed a bill passed by Congress to fund the government until January, bringing an end to the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The Trump administration has implemented measures this year to help speed up TSA lanes in airports, including allowing passengers to leave their shoes on when going through the scanners. The department also plans to implement veteran, military, and family lanes, according to Noem.